No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the All Things Bama Podcast, powered by the Bama Central Broadcast Network.
Welcome into the All Things Bama Podcast. I'm your host, Mason Woods, and as always, I'm joined here by my good friend, Joe Gaither. We are back today after a little bit of a hiatus, been sick the last week, and had to take some time away from the podcast, had a vacation, and then got sick immediately after. So we are back today, back in business. We, like I said, we got some fun things to get into. We're going to talk. Ty Simpson is doing his best to win me over ahead of this Alabama game tomorrow. Jalen Milroe had his first preseason start, his only full preseason start, and a little bit more NFL news to get into. We're going to talk about Tim Keenan's injury from this week, obviously probably the biggest news, so we will definitely get into that. And then shut things down, probably hit a little bit of recruiting news. Alabama seems to be, this week, maybe looking for a few more flips on the 2026 recruiting class. And then we're also going to take a look at the performance tracker I put out last week for Bama Central. But before we do any of that, I've got to tell you all to follow both myself and Joe on Twitter at MAWoods_ and at JoeGaither6. Make sure you follow the show. Give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you get your podcast from, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon. Make sure you also go follow the Joe Gaither Show. Rate it 5 stars as well so you can hear whatever we miss on this program. But let's get right into it. You know, I said Ty Simpson is winning me over. And that's about as simple as it is. Every time I hear him talk, he just seems like a nice kid. You know, I want to root for him. And, you know, while I may have not been in his camp and still am not necessarily in his camp as being the quarterback I want to be starting, he is certainly winning me over. He goes on, Hey Coach this week following Kalen DeBoer's appearance and speaks directly to my heart saying that he loves to grill and play with Legos. Now, I'm not a big grill connoisseur. I love eating grilled food, but I am a big Lego guy. And just spoke right to my heart.
What's your favorite grilled food to eat before we talk about Legos? Are you a smoked rib? I love ribs. Yeah. Don't eat them enough. Yeah. Steak is the classic. We like barbecue chicken. Mm-hmm. What's Mason Woods?
Melissa's dad does a real nice grilled chicken that we do when we go up and eat with them. Sometimes it's really nice. Classic burger is good, you know. But yeah, I probably have to roll with a steak. Probably have to roll with a steak on that one. But yeah, Ty Simpson, Lego guy. I'd love to see what his collection looks like. I am also a big Lego fan. Don't really have much to add other than just, you know, I'm just a fan of them myself. It's a great hobby to have. I did last night, just out of sheer curiosity, look in to see if there's any sort of link between playing with Legos and like increased cognitive function. There is. So Ty Simpson has better spatial awareness than the rest of us do because of his affinity for Legos. And I mean, what more do you want in a quarterback? That's like the perfect quarterback hobby.
You need to take some photos of your Lego collection, just stack them next to each other and be like, I'll show you mine if you show me yours at Ty Simpson.
He's probably got a lot more money, you know.
Yeah, he does. It's fine. But like just to create the interaction between you and Ty, or just to create a little rub. And I bet you he'll take a picture of he's got an Infinity Wars gauntlet on the shelf.
He's got a bunch of stuff.
He said he had like the New York skyline or probably Empire State Building.
Yeah, those are the ones, you know, I don't have many of the I guess, like, branded sets do a lot of the cars. The cars are always fun.
Speed. Those.
The cars are good. I've bought Melissa some of the flower ones. She loves those. And then we've got some of the, like, yeah, the, I don't even know what you call a geographic one. You know, we've got one of like the pyramids, one of Japan or something like that. They're cool though. They're fun. I do just genuinely, I very much enjoy playing with Legos. It's a great hobby to have. Glad that the starting quarterback is doing that as well. He also this week mentioned some of the former Alabama quarterbacks that he's been talking with. And, I don't know if I love what he said here. He throws out AJ McCarron, John Parker Wilson. That's fine. Bryce Young, great, great person to be asking for advice. But then kind of goes out of his way to talk about, yeah, you know, Jalen Milroe specifically, trust your confidence and go play. That's something that I just really took from Jalen last year, because he used to always say whenever I went in, we were up big, or like the Oklahoma game, he would just say, hey, man, go play. And look, I think that sentiment is great. But Ty, you need to find a new quarterback to take advice from. I don't know that Jalen Milroe is the guy you want to be hitching your wagon to here, especially considering what he did in his first preseason start, which we'll get into in just a second. But yeah, I'm not trying to disparage Jalen Milroe one way or the other, but Ty, don't just go play. You know, go out there and let it fly a little bit, but let's not play the same way that Jalen Milroe did, where it's all right. You know, somebody's down there somewhere. Let's figure it out. I want to see a little bit more control. But yeah, Jalen Milroe's first preseason start was ugly. I don't know if you watched any of it. Was it last
Friday?
Saturday,
actually. Yeah, last Saturday.
Yeah, that's what it was. I watched the whole thing.
Hunter watched it in his room. I was watching something else. I can't remember. I was watching. I was watching football. I was watching some actual week zero football.
Yeah.
And Hunter kept coming out of his room being like, it's not going good, Joe. It's not going good.
It did not go good.
He said, oh, it fumbled this.
Three fumbles.
Nah,
lost all three of them. You know, 9 fumbles in his last season at Bama. Very obviously still continues to be a prevalent problem with Jalen Milroe. Are small hands actually like a bigger issue than, I know we kind of make fun of it, and it's always like the joke stat that we get that gets thrown out around combine time, but it very clearly is an issue with Jalen Milroe. And you know, you remember his hand size being a point of contention throughout the combine, and then again at the Senior Bowl when it like they miraculously grew like 7/8 of an inch overnight or something.
Oh yeah, and people said, oh, they measured it wrong. Maybe they did, but they said, oh, the Senior Bowl didn't measure it correctly.
I don't know.
That or he used the rack to stretch his hand, the hand rack.
That was a very strange story when that happened. But seemingly, hand size does play into quarterback ability just a little bit, because Jalen Milroe, like I said, he struggled. The Seahawks gave him the opportunity to play that full game, just threw him out there from the first play, from the first drive. Finished 13-24 for 148 and a touchdown, 7 carries for 31 yards, and like I said, lost 3 fumbles. I mean, he just couldn't, like, there was zero semblance of, like, getting anything going. It was, you know, the completions were few and far between. There was no, you know, oh, let's get any kind of drive going or anything. I mean, they didn't score until the very end of the game. I think they lost 20-7, and that touchdown came in the fourth quarter, I'm pretty sure, and it was, you know, one of his last opportunities after just trudging down the field and barely, you know, getting your way down there. They eventually punched it in. Just disappointing, honestly, because I really had hoped. I know he's only been there for 6 months now or whatever, but I would have hoped that in this time he would have at least shown a bit of improvement from his last time at Alabama. And I mean, I didn't see any. He looked like the same quarterback that we saw in that Oklahoma game, in that Michigan game. Just really unfortunate.
Well, and the Seahawks coach, is it McDonald, right?
Mike McDonald, yeah.
He said after the end of the preseason that they've got packages for Jalen Milroe.
Tush-push.
Yeah, tush-push and maybe some, hey, we're obviously running quarterback read here.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but Jalen's going to read it as keep every time. He's going to read it as keep every time, and he's going to try to bounce it outside every time.
Yeah.
So just... those Oklahoma players that just kept fanning out on the edges and like staring at him like, you want to get outside of us, buddy? The inside's open. I know you don't want it. I don't know that that's going to work. Like, tush push will work.
Yeah, he was good. And he's good at that. I saw, you know, I watched, he played in, I think, all 3 preseason games. And I think in all 3 of them got the opportunity to do a tush push. And I think only didn't convert one of the ones that I saw. So, like, he's good at that. But, man, look, I'm not going to rule him out, obviously. He still has a lot of developing to do, still has time to figure it out because of the quarterback situation in Seattle with Sam Darnold there being the main starter. You know, they're not asking him to come out and be the guy right now. But, man, it's not looking good for Jalen Milroe. My stock on him is way, way down.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I think he's about what we thought he was going to be, and maybe we were hopeful that the NFL game would be a little bit better. Or
yeah, I just wanted to see a little bit of improvement, and I didn't see any. You know, it was staring guys down, happy feet in the backfield. I haven't seen the lineup thing where you got one foot back indicating each way we're going every play. So that's, I guess, a bit of improvement, but just not what you want to see from him. Yeah, just disappointing. But more NFL news, a little less disappointing news. Jalen Armour Davis joins my Tennessee Titans first overall waiver claim. Yeah, that's what happens when you're the worst team in the league. You get these juicy, juicy waivers that everyone knows will be extremely impactful on your success this season.
Well, apparently everybody wanted him.
That is what it sounds like. The Eagles wanted him. I know the Ravens desperately wanted him to be on their practice squad. I think he is a very good player. I loved him at Alabama. I remember back being, you know, at Tide 100.9, me and Kendall Hollowell, he was always super high on JAD and, you know, got me to buy into it. And I thought he was going to be pretty good in the NFL. But it's just struggled to stay healthy. I think he's only played 19 games in 3 years. Was solid in his time with Baltimore when he was on the field. I know this preseason he led the preseason in pass breakups. I think he also had an interception. Excuse me. I don't think he's obviously not going to be a starter on the Titans. I do think he has a chance to, if he stays healthy, really actually play significant time, though. The only guys you feel good about, you feel good about your top three, but behind them, it's a lot of question marks on the Titans. So I think he's definitely got a chance to work into that rotation and hopefully have a little bit of a career resurgence. You know, he also reunites with Denard Wilson, who was on the Ravens as his DC the last two or three years that he's been there. But yeah, it's just all going to be about him staying healthy. But I'm excited nonetheless.
Yeah, another Bama guy on the Tennessee Titans, and how that makes for JC, Calvin Ridley, and Jalen Armour Davis. Anybody I'm missing?
I don't think so, no. The next guy, though, this one, I don't really know what to make of this, to be honest. Brian Robinson traded to the 49ers. I think, obviously, it tells you that they don't feel good about Christian McCaffrey and his health. But I don't really know what to think of Brian Robinson, because it was also pretty obvious that Washington didn't really want anything to do with him this season. He was great last year, you know, not a very dynamic running back, not a very, doesn't have a super wide skill set, kind of just does one thing well. But hey, that gets you pretty far in the NFL. You know, he's not a great pass catcher. He's an okay blocker, but he's just, you know, a good downhill back that gets you 3 or 4 yards each time. I think he'll probably have an opportunity similar to, like I just said, with Jalen Armour Davis to carve himself out a pretty good role in San Francisco. I know they're dealt with a ton of injuries, obviously. That Christian McCaffrey, but I think Jordan Mason's been hurt. I think Isaac Grove, like a lot of question marks in that backfield for him. So maybe he has the opportunity there. It was weird. It felt like he was very unceremoniously shipped out of Washington when, like, he was a good player for them.
Yeah, he was a good player. You had mixed reporting. The Brian Robinson side of the Brian Robinson side of the discussion was, we want a bigger role in Washington.
Yeah.
The Washington side of the role was, we think you're washed and you didn't run very hard against the Detroit Lions in the playoff game. I don't know that the Washington side is exactly accurate. I don't know that he's washed. Now, I did trade him away in my fantasy football league.
He's not starting. I'll say that.
I traded him away. I think that he's still got some miles on the tread on the tread for sure. And if you go to you go to San Francisco, Shanahan's gonna open up some. You're gonna run well in there. He's a mastermind running the football, and he's great at running Shanahan is great at creating running alleys for running backs that don't need to be entirely shifty. Just sure. Here's the hole, buddy. Hit it as hard as you can. And that's Brian Robinson's game. I think it's going to be a good fit for him. I know that I'm pretty sure this is the last season of his deal, rookie deal.
Yeah,
and so for Washington, there was a little bit of we don't want to re-sign him, so we may as well go ahead and get a sixth-round pick. And they've got this other kid
Krosky Merritt.
They love him. They love him.
He's on my fantasy team, and I have high hopes for him.
And so,
I was the only one to pick him up on waivers, and I'm hoping I get to make everyone else look stupid.
I hope you do, too. But Brian Robinson, give it 2 weeks. Christian McCaffrey will be hurt, and you'll be starting.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't foresee Christian McCaffrey being much longer for the NFL, unfortunately, given his health situation. Just sad. You know, I think he's been a great running back in the time he's been healthy, but just not been able to stay healthy. The next little bit of NFL news, John Mechie traded to the Eagles. Not really sure what impact he's going to have on that team. I don't think he's going to do a whole lot, only 412 yards and a touchdown in 2 seasons in Houston. And he's joining a stacked roster, a stacked offense that doesn't necessarily need him to be a big contributor. But again, you know, reuniting the Bama guys, I think that's 9 on the Eagles now. They cut Eli Ricks. It was 10. So a lot of Bama guys there in Philly. Weirdly makes me have to root for the Eagles, and I don't love that.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Amari Cooper back to the Raiders. Same thing. Don't really think. Don't know how much. I mean, I think Coop's still a fine player. I think he's still got some left, a bit left in the tank. I think this Raiders team is not going to be that great this year.
The autumn wind is a Raider.
Yeah, I don't foresee him. I don't think he's going to have 1,000 yards or anything like that. Like, you know,
he said he wanted to go back and finish what he started, unfinished business with the franchise.
I don't even know what that means. They were terrible when he was there. He was good, but they were bad. What unfinished business does he have? Yeah, getting to the playoffs.
Yeah,
maybe?
Now he's returning with a worse quarterback. I mean, Derek Carr was fairly fine. Decent. Yeah, right,
he was top 10 quarterback in the NFL at his peak,
ish,
probably.
Yeah, probably ish. Geno is middle of the pack, 16-18.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's fine, but yeah, I'm not expecting big things from Amari Cooper. You know, if we're talking like fantasy, definitely wouldn't go adding him to your team or anything like that.
Is he enough of a weapon to open up the box for Ashton Jeanty to run the football? I don't know that he is anymore.
Maybe that was the whole thought process behind it. Who knows? I think he's 31 now, I believe is what I saw. Yeah, not expecting a ton. This one, though, this hurt me in my core. I'm disgusted by this. This is why this team is where they are. The New Orleans Saints cut James Burnup. Just ridiculous. That is why you will be picking number one next year, New Orleans, the worst team in the NFL, because you cut the Aussie leg. I hope he gets his chance somewhere else. He was a good punter at Alabama.
Shoot, the Bears will take him, even though we drafted Torrey Taylor in the fourth round, 2 years ago? He's been mid. But yeah, James Burnup is an NFL punter.
Yeah, I firmly believe that he is. He was very, very good in his time in Alabama.
Problem is there's only 32 jobs.
Yeah, it's just tough to find one, especially because you can punt until you're 45.
Right, right. So it's not like wide receiver where a team carries five and six of them. So that's however many jobs, 6 times 30-something.
Maybe he just needs to go up to Canada for a little bit or something, or go play some Aussie football maybe and just come back in a couple years once some of these old heads retire. But yeah, I was disappointed to see Burnup get cut. I really thought he had a chance to be on the NFL roster this year. But I guess let's move to the most impactful news of the week. What I mentioned earlier, Tim Keenan goes down with an injury, likely going to be out for 20 to 30 days, we'll say, somewhere in that range. Probably 3-ish weeks. The tightrope procedure that we've all heard a whole lot about. We remember Tua in 2019. For anybody that's unfamiliar, as I understand it at least, it's the result of a pretty severe ankle sprain or a ligament tear. And then they just like drill a hole through the two bones in your leg, throw a fake ligament in there and just cinch it down and tighten it up. And then your leg just heals around it. Not a super light procedure. It's going to, I think the timetable for recovery that I found for like an average person was like 12 weeks. You know, obviously Tim Keenan is not the average person. We are not dealing with average people in the University of Alabama football facility. So they will get him back a lot faster. But I don't think we'll see Tim Keenan at 100% this season.
Yeah, that's going to be a big struggle. Brock Bowers came back in roughly 27 days. You had Tua come back in 25, 26 days. So a month for Tim Keenan puts us right at the Alabama-Georgia game. And then you have the brutal month, the brutal month of October. Like, it goes from the Georgia game into absolute brutality. It goes Georgia, Vanderbilt, Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, just all in a row. And I think I'm missing one as well. But it's not a good time for a defensive lineman who's going to have people leaning on you to, you know, you've got to plant your foot into the ground, be using leverage. I mean, with the offensive lineman, you're driving off the ball and you're like, you know, and not every play. Some plays you're pass protecting. So
get that kick step.
Yeah, I don't love it. Don't love it at all. I think it's a problem for Alabama. I wonder about the depth behind him, whether Jeremiah Beeman or Isai Fonga, Edric Hill, and London Simmons. Those guys, Steve Bolabumwa, those guys are, hey, boys, you're going to have to grow up ASAP. You got to grow up right now. Now, Edric Hill has been on this roster for 2 years now, Beeman 1 year. And so those guys have been in the Freddie Roach oven, I think, for a minute. Are they ready to come out? Now, every time we've been at practice, Freddie Roach has lived inside Bolabumwa's rear end about every little thing. And I think he's doing that because he sees potential and knows they're going to need him. But maybe he wasn't expecting them to need him right now. They do need him right now.
Yeah.
London Simmons, you've heard a lot of good things about but he's a true freshman. So is he going to be able to? I think he's a technician. I think he's a technique monster. And I think he's really a heady player, but I do think he's a little undersized at the moment as a true freshman. So there's tools there to replace Tim Keenan, but there's a ton of uncertainty.
Yeah, you mentioned the Georgia game. Obviously, that is a big concern because hopefully he can get back by that game, because I think that is that's going to be the first point. Like, FSU's a fine team, FSU's a good team, they're going to give you a challenge here. But I think that Georgia game is going to be the first point where it's desperately looking around like, oh, we really need our ducks in a row for this game. This is our first true big time massive challenge of the season. And that's going to be. I am concerned. That being said, I am still concerned about this FSU game now, more so than I ever have been throughout the last I don't know how many months leading up to it.
Like, yes,
I think my confidence level, you know, is probably at like a still decent. I mean, still like a 6.5-7 for this game, but with the opportunity for it to very quickly drop to like a 2 or a 3 the moment Thomas Castellanos breaks a 40-yard run through the heart of the defense. You know, I am with you. It's just concerning. I feel good about, obviously, Alabama has recruited great athletes. They always do. They get good guys on the defensive line. You've got good coaching. We should feel confident that the backups can step into a role and be good. But it's just all question marks. A lot of uncertainty with the guys behind Tim Keenan, a lot less experience. And those are things that specifically a coach like Gus Malzahn, I think, can pluck out and do things against in the run game. And, you know, I'm a little concerned for Alabama. I still think they cover. You know, I picked them to cover on your show. We just got done doing the prediction. But I'm far less confident in that prediction than I was yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not listening to the Joe Gaither show, I picked Florida State to cover. I think it's going to be a 10-point game. I think it's going to be 31-14-ish, and Florida State will score late to make it 31-21, and all the Alabama fans are going to be mad.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting Saturday. Go check out the Joe Gaither show, like you just said, for all of our picks and predictions for the games this weekend. We got a lot of really good games this weekend. But yeah, oh man, football is finally here. We're all excited for it. I got one more thing before we get out of here. Bit of a somewhat slow week leading into football. We're all just waiting for it to finally get here. But I do have a little bit of recruiting news. Bama seemingly this week is looking to add some more flips to the 2026 class, like I mentioned early in the show. Extended two offers to committed prospects this week, first being four-star cornerback Kamari Bing, who is from St. Francis Academy. He's a teammate of Jaira Edwards, the five-star safety commit, who you know, is one of the top prospects in the 2026 class for Alabama. Let's see. Bing committed to Maryland in August of 2024. Looks, I don't, you know, I haven't talked to the kid, but typically sophomore year, junior year, commitments do not last that long, or do not last the length of their high school football career. So we'll see. I think where there's smoke, there may be a little bit of fire with Kamari Bing. I imagine Jaira Edwards is doing his best to try to recruit him.
Jaira said he's shutting it down. He's settled.
Yeah, I think this kid's a dog. He had a pick six in week one against Chaminade Madonna.
What a name.
Yeah, that was it's a bit of a mouthful there. Yeah, they dominated that game. You know, I talked about it on your show, I think, whatever, Monday or Tuesday maybe. They dominated that game. Defense completely shut Derek Cooper down, the five-star Texas running back commit. And he was a big part of it. Like I said, the pick six was huge. And then he also had a few tackles. Like, he even got a tackle for a loss, a couple pass breakups. But the next guy to receive an Alabama offer, and this one maybe a bit underrated, but I think is a very exciting prospect nonetheless. Three-star edge Georgia commit, Corey Howard from Valdosta High School in Georgia. One of the top high schools in the state, and everybody knows about Valdosta. He's been impressive, and was impressive in 2024. Only played in 9 games, but had 36 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, and 4.5 sacks. And then in just 2 games this year, he's got 4 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, handful of quarterback pressures, a forced fumble, forced a safety in week one. And like, this is the most exciting bit to me that I mentioned, that he is a punter. He's averaging almost 50 yards a kick. Almost 46 yards, 45.9 yard kick average on his punts. Just a very interesting prospect. Obviously, I don't think he's going to be a punter at the next level, but he seemingly does kind of have the chops for it.
We love a good punter.
If you haven't checked him out, I implore anyone listening to go watch his huddle tape today. It's pretty impressive. He's a good player. I can see why Georgia is interested in him. You know, we talked about on your show earlier this week, Zay Hall being that like underrated type that I think Alabama may have, you know, done their due diligence in finding a gym. Seeming like this is what maybe Georgia did with Corey Howard, and Alabama has found him now. But like I said, that's all I've really.
We'll see if Alabama can sneak right in the back door and get him.
I think they have a chance to, but that's all I really got for today. Before we get out of here, I want to remind you all to be on the lookout for the Alabama Commitment Performance Tracker that I will be putting out this weekend, maybe early next week.
Who surprised you the most, or which performance in the last 2 weeks made your eyes pop? Ooh, the most.
The top performer that we've got, I think, in my opinion, has to be Tayden Kawa, the four-star quarterback commit from Orem, Utah. 8 total touchdowns through 2 games, 7 rushing, 1 or 7 passing, 1 rushing. Just has been really, really dominant. Now, you know, it's Utah high school football. It's not Texas. It's not California. But he's still playing at the highest level. He could be playing pretty much in Utah. Orem is a highly ranked team in the state. Playing other, I think they even brought in a team from out of state to play them week one. So, yeah, really good player. Another guy, Sadarian Morgan, I think tore it up the last week. He had 8 catches, like 177 yards and a touchdown, maybe 2 touchdowns last week. Believe you had another big game last night. I know they got a big win over who was it now? I can't remember. Central Clay. I can't remember who it was now. Benjamin Russell. It was like 40-7. They got the big win last night. Sadarian Morgan and Benjamin Russell. So yeah, Bama commits doing big things. I'll continue to watch what Xavier Griffin and Jamarion Matthews are doing over there at
Gainesville.
Thank you. Both of them had a good opening 2 weeks to the season. I think a handful of sacks between the two of them. So, like I said, a lot of guys doing big things, but that's all I've really got for today.
It's going to be a great weekend. I cannot wait for it. Oh, I cannot wait for it. Which game outside of the Alabama game are you most looking forward to watching?
Ohio State, Texas, because my vindication for when Ohio State wins that game and I get to come into this studio and laugh in your face about it will be very great.
So we can't wait for that next week. We'll find out who's right and who's wrong. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, that's all we got. I want to thank everybody for listening. Remind you all to follow me and Joe on Twitter again at MAWoods_ and at JoeGaither6. Make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast from. Leave us a 5-star rating. We will be back next week to talk more Crimson Tide news on the All Things Bama Podcast.
Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings. And it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.